From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opens the 10th World Water Forum kickoff meeting. 204 trillion rupiah needed to meet FOLU forestry and other land uses net sink target. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 10th World Water Forum series of events to be held in Bali in 2024. At the kickoff meeting of World Water Forum at Jakarta Convention Center on Wednesday, he stated that the forum is a good opportunity to find out solutions and concrete actions which can be carried out together to maintain the sustainability of natural water resources globally. He also affirmed that several agendas need to be prioritized and become urgent through discussions of all delegates from some countries, particularly related to water conservation efforts for the welfare of the world community.
Indonesia sangat senang terpilih menjadi tuan rumah penyelenggaraan World Water Forum ke-10.
With much pleasure, Indonesia has been chosen to host the 10th World Water Forum in Bali in 2024. The government must prepare many substances that will be discussed at the next year's summit event to find out solutions and develop innovations and join implementation actions as soon as possible. In the amid the current rate of population growth and climate change, I would like to affirm several important agendas that must be prioritized, such as water conservation efforts, availability of clean water and sanitation, food and energy security, as well as mitigation of natural disasters in the form of floods and droughts. Moreover, President Joko Widodo further conveyed that these agendas must be joint working through people's participation and cooperation of lots of parties, dialogue and partnerships among countries carried out in a spirit of togetherness. He also pointed out that currently countries in the world need a lot of innovation, especially financial innovation that involves government and private sectors, technological innovation, as well as the commitment of all parties to share and cooperate. He hopes that through the initial meeting of the 10th World Water Forum kickoff meeting in Jakarta in a few days, it can produce important agendas that will be followed up at the event World Water Forum Summit from May 18 to 24, 2024. Indonesia requires 204 trillion rupiah or $13.3 billion in funding to cut emissions in the forest and land use sector and increase carbon absorption to meet the 2030 forestry and other land uses net sink goal. As quoted by Antara, Director General of Sustainable Forest Management at the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Agus Yulianto pointed out in Jakarta on Wednesday, the policy aims to achieve a greenhouse gas emission level of minus 140 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. In addition, the government needs funding to realize the mitigation action in Indonesia's follow net sink 2030. Until 2030, the budget required for the implementation is around 204 trillion rupiah through various funding sources. Next, we have Director General of Village Government Development at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Eko Prasetyanto Purnomoputro, who has invited all parties to synergize to develop and advance villages. As quoted by Antara in a statement released on Wednesday, Eko also stated the governments from central, regional, and village levels, third parties, academicians, the mass media, and the general public must synergize to make villages and advance self-sufficient and prosperous. He also remarked that his site is cooperating with several higher education institutions such as Bogor Agricultural University or IPB and State Institute of Public Administration or IPDN to synergize for developing villages across Indonesia. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, who emphasized the commitment of state-owned enterprises to facilitating Indonesian Hajj pilgrimage departures by handling the cost of aftur as one of the major elements of the real cost of the Hajj. He also spoke of having continued to coordinate with Minister of Religious Affairs, Yakut Holil Komas, and the Indonesian House of Representatives regarding this matter. Minister Erick, in a written statement received by Antara on Wednesday, conveyed the aftur issue can have a significant impact on the cost of Hajj departure. To this end, he highlighted the state-owned enterprises are fully committed to assisting in resolving the problem and helping pilgrims to perform Hajj in the Holy Land. Now we move to the international news. More than a week after twin earthquakes devastated parts of southeastern Turkey and northwestern Syria, the death toll continues to rise by the hour. As of Tuesday, the total reported death in the two countries stood at over 41,000, with tens of thousands more people injured. As quoted by ArabNews.com, although the number of confirmed fatalities is lower in Syria, more than a decade of civil war has left the country wholly unprepared to cope with a disaster of this magnitude. China is expected to add 95 to 120 gigawatts of solar power in 2023, or as much as 30%, a solar manufacturing association said on Thursday, in what would be a record annual rise in capacity. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the world's biggest solar products maker and solar power generator brought 87.41 gigawatts of new solar power into operation in 2022. Official data showed, driving the total installed capacity to 392.61 gigawatts. We end the news with Thailand, which is set to host the two-week-long War Games of Cobra Gold 2023 starting on February 27, with over 7,000 military personnel from 30 countries, including the United States, in attendance. As quoted by ThailandNews.co, the United States will send its largest number of troops in 10 years of around 6,000 personnel to participate in the annual Indo-Pacific region's largest combined military exercise to commemorate the U.S. and Thailand's 190th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights celebrating 65 years of Indonesia-Japan relations. The Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka holds an art performance. The Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Osaka and the government of Sakai City, Osaka, held a cultural art performance to commemorate 65 years of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations. The cultural art performance was themed "Let's Touch Indonesian Culture" and was held for the first time in Sakai City. The Indonesian cultural performance started a series of activities to celebrate 65 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Japan in 2023 for the working area of the Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka. The Indonesian Consul General in Osaka, Diana Sutikno, according to a statement from the Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka on Monday, stated that through this art performance, Diana hopes that the people of Sakai and its surroundings will be interested in visiting Indonesia after watching performances of puppet and Balinese dances. In this art performance, the Balinese shadow puppet show was performed by puppeter Umeda Hidedaru, an artist as well as a Balinese cultural academic who is also the Dean of the Faculty of Policy and Cultural Management at the Shizuoka University of Art and Culture. In addition to Indonesian cultural performances, there was also a Japanese taiko drum beat art performance by the Sakai Koryo Daiko Group. The group was founded in Sakai City and is active in various socio-cultural activities in the area. The Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka said that Sakai City is the second largest city in Osaka Prefecture with a population of more than 800,000 people. This large port city on Osaka Bay has a history of thousands of years. Currently, Sakai City is the location of many textile and metal industries. The city is also known for its knife craft and bicycle industry. Shimano, a well-known manufacturer of bicycle accessories, has its headquarters in Sakai City. Sakai City also serves as a buffer city for Osaka City. Therefore, Sakai City is considered to play an important role as a partner of the Indonesian Consulate in Osaka in promoting Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on February 16, 1946, when the veto right at the UN Security Council was used for the first time. The veto right at the UN Security Council was used for the first time by the Soviet Union on 16 February 1946 to oppose the proposal for the withdrawal of foreign troops from Syria and Lebanon. The UN Security Council veto is now owned by five countries, namely the United States, Russia, which were previously part of the Soviet Union, Britain, France, and China. The veto rights were given to those five countries because they were considered winners of the Second World War. The veto rights were often used based on the interests of each country possessing veto rights. We move to the next event in 1998 when China Airlines plane crashed. China Airlines Flight 676 crashed into a road and residential area near Chiang Kai-shek International Airport in Taoyuan County, Taiwan on 16th February 1998. The Airbus A300-622R jet was flying from Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali, Indonesia to Taipei, Taiwan. The weather was dominated by rain and fog when the plane approached the runway at Chiang Kai-shek International Airport so that the pilot made the wrong approach to the runway. The plane crashed and killed all 196 people on board, including the president of Taiwan's central bank. The accident also killed 7 people on the ground, bringing the total death toll to 203 people. We end today in history with the event in 2005 when the Kyoto Protocol came into effect. The Kyoto Protocol is an amendment to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, an international agreement on global warming. Countries that ratify this protocol are committed to reducing the emission or removal of carbon dioxide and 5 other greenhouse gases. This agreement entered into force 16th February 2005. To date, 181 countries plus the European Union have ratified the Kyoto Protocol. If successfully enacted, the Kyoto Protocol is predicted to reduce the global average weather between 0.02 degrees Celsius and 0.28 degrees Celsius by 2050. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang,
tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta.
Oh, oh.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
In the commemoration of the National River Day, which falls on July 27th, Kali Brantas Festival was held in 7 thematic kampungs in Malang City, East Java Province. The kampungs include Kampung Keramik Dinoyo, Kampung Grabah Penanggungan, Kampung Putih Klojen, and Kampung Biru Arema. These kampungs are chosen because they are crossed by the Brantas River. Kali Brantas Festival took place from July 24 to 27, 2022. The Kali Brantas Festival is expected to rebuild public awareness as a movement to care for the environment by paying attention to river conditions. One of the activities on Brantas River is the Larung Sesaji Labuh Ritual. In Kampung Keramik Dinoyo, the Larung Sesaji Labuh Kali Ritual is carried out as a tradition to pray and hope that the community will always be given safety. In addition, this ritual is also held as an expression of gratitude by throwing fish. When the ritual takes place, the community has gathered on the edge of the river. Then dozens of female dancers go down to the river, carrying containers made of ceramics filled with fish. They perform the Larung Sesaji Labuh Kali ritual accompanied by gamelan chants. During the Larung Sesaji Labuh Kali ritual some time ago, a total of 300 endemic fish were thrown or released into the river, such as wader fish, koi fish, and kotes fish. In addition to throwing fish, the ritual is also equipped with various types of offerings, such as polo pendem, or rice porridge with brown sugar in the middle, umbarampe, tumpeng cone-shaped yellow rice, jenang sengkolo, and others. Afterwards, it is brought into a ritual event, then the food is eaten together.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam matamu, kulihat tatap
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, tofu dregs become a substitute for styrofoam. Listeners, pride achievements have been achieved by Indonesian students recently. For their innovation, four students from Denpasar First Junior High School, Gusti Ayudiah Prabaswari, Gusde Satria, Vive Chanada, Gendis Ginanti, and Dalem Kastara Venayagar won gold medals in the Bangkok International Intellectual Property Invention, Innovation, and Technology Exposition at Thailand Inventors Day 2023. The award was obtained after eliminating participants of 30 countries around the world. In addition, they also won a special award from the Malaysian Ministry of Education on 2nd to 6th February 2023. They won this award for their innovation in turning tofu dregs and cocoa seeds into biofoam or substitute for styrofoam. These four students are looking for an alternative to using styrofoam because styrofoam is dangerous for the environment and health. Styrofoam also contains a series of causes of cancer in humans. According to Gustidia Prabaswari, the alternative is biofoam from tofu dregs and cocoa seeds. Dia and three others choose tofu dregs as biofoam because people often throw them into a river. Frequently, tofu dregs that have been thrown away for days give off an unpleasant odor, which results in air pollution. Likewise, cocoa seeds that are not used only become waste, so that they maximize them for making biofoam. This innovation is also good for the environment. The biofoam products being developed is shaped like a small brownish plate with a dense texture. To produce one piece of biofoam, it takes 50 grams of tofu dregs, 30 grams of cocoa peel, and some chemical fluids. Meanwhile, the biofoam made from tofu dregs and cocoa seal has a strong and resilient texture. The biofoam made from tofu dregs and cocoa seals can be used as a food container. In the future, they plan to develop the biofoam product into bowls and spoons. That's miscellany.
Kau temaniku lari, antarkanku untuk menggapai hati. Kau saksi
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Now we're talking about song by Nunung Wardiman. Nunung Yulianti Wardiman, or her stage name Nunung Wardiman, is actually one of the best female jazz singers in Indonesia. Her fame rose after releasing two album series, Nada and Improvisasi, or Tone and Improvisation, in 1981, and Nunung Wardiman in 1983. Her top number in the album is Surat Undangan, or Invitation Letter, composed by Julius Viole. The song is about women who receive a wedding invitation letter from her ex-boyfriend, whom she still loves. Well, listener, here is Nunung Wardiman with Surat Undangan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Enjoy listening to this one wonderful song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Membelai menghempas wajah air, itulah kenangan yang terakhir denganmu. Ku dekati dirimu, kau diam, tersungging senyuman di bibirmu. Itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu. Diiring gemuruh angin meniup daun-daun, alam yang jadi saksi kau serahkan jiwa raga. Angin tetap berhembus tak henti, walaupun sampai akhir hidupku. Oh angin malam, bawa aku kepadanya. Senyuman di bibirmu, itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu. Diiring gemuruh angin meniup daun-daun, alam yang jadi saksi kau serahkan jiwa raga. Angin tetap bertemu tak henti, walaupun sampai akhir hidupku. Oh angin malam,
Voice of Indonesia.
Hatiku hancur mengenang dika, berkeping-keping jadinya. Kini air mata jatuh. itu bercucuran. Tiada lagi harapan. Tiada seindah waktu itu. Dunia berseri-seri, malam bagai siang seterang hatiku, penuh harapan denganmu. Kini hancur berderai kepedihan berantai, kunci di hatiku yang lama ku simpan hancur kini sebelum berkembang. Mengapa ini harus terjadi di tengah kebahagiaan? Ingin ku rasakan lebih lama lagi hidup bersama denganmu. Waktu itu dunia berseri-seri, malam bagai siang seterang hatiku, penuh harapan denganmu. Kini hancur berderai di hatiku yang lama ku simpan hancur kini sebelum berkembang. Mengapa ini harus terjadi di tengah kebahagiaan? Ingin ku rasakan lebih lama lagi hidup bersama denganmu.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Terasa semakin hangat gejolak nada cinta mengalun indah dalam hati terbayang kau di sini. Masihkah kau ingat dulu masa kita memendam rindu cerita lama yang tak mungkin kembali. Ku yakin kau menyadari semua telah terjadi. Di sini kita berdiri persimpangan tak pasti. Jika memang seharusnya cinta kita mesti berpisah, mengapa kau biarkan kita berjumpa? Setidaknya kita mengerti sudah, takkan mungkin lagi kita bersatu. Selamat tinggal persimpangan cinta dalam kenangan ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tahu ini semua tak adil. Aku tahu ini sudah terjadi. Mau bilang apa aku pun tak sanggup. Air mata pun tak lagi mau menetes. Alasannya
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also you can send it to our email voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.